This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning, I'm Macca. Another big show for you. Tass is away, as is Fiona. I'm hosting the show with the editor of Star Observer, Matt Wade, and Paul is on the panel. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live, right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts, including Spotify. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Macca. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So you're here for the whole show.
It's exciting. It feels like a bit of a promotion. I mean, it was always exciting to come in for a segment as well, but no, thanks for having me.
No, look, it's great. I mean, Star Observer, you know, we talk about what's happened in the week, but you know, being online, of course, Star Observer, you're posting stories all the time,
yeah,
and that's keeping people up to date on what's going on in our community. And I think during an election campaign, our community struggles to get traction with a lot of issues. We see in the seat of Chisholm, the Liberal candidate who has a long involvement with safe schools. She, Gladys?
Yes.
Gladys Liu. She's denying that she's, you know, said nasty things about our community. A number of my Chinese friends, there's quite a divided opinion on this. The younger ones think she's a complete ratbag. And the older ones aren't giving perhaps the you know, or realising what it would mean. It's very significant because the Labor candidate is also Chinese, although one's from Taiwan and one's from Hong Kong. So if you follow the Communist Party line, Taiwan is China and Hong Kong is China. I actually don't think Taiwan is China. But so it's an interesting way you could have two Chinese-born. Let's broaden, you know, let's say that. That are candidates, and one of them will win the seat. But yeah, it's us getting traction for our issues in this campaign is quite difficult.
Yeah, and as you rightly pointed out, I mean, that Gladys Liu story was kind of the main LGBTI story in the election campaign that's gotten really any traction this past week. And it's an interesting one because I remember it must have been 2 or 3 years ago, I was at Parliament just down the road, where Gladys and a group of people were delivering a petition against safe schools signed by, I guess, quote-unquote, the Chinese Australian community. And I know I probably read as maybe obviously gay, I'm not sure, but at the time I wanted to interview a couple of the people that were delivering the petition, and so I tried my best to go. I mean, I told them I was from the Star Observer, but they probably didn't know what that was.
And they probably thought it was the Red Star Observer.
Well, I just went up to a couple of the people and I said, oh, so, you know, what's this petition about? Why are you delivering it? And they were very coy and they didn't really want to answer my questions. But it's funny now, I guess, in light of this week's story, that it's kind of tied in with that in a sense, because the audio of Gladys, you know, saying these things about safe schools and the community have resurfaced, and that was from around that time, I think.
Yeah, and look at it, and look at her record. About 20% of registered voters in Chisholm are of Chinese ancestry.
Mm.
So it's a pretty significant part of, very significant part of the population.
Well, that's actually how she, and actually Scott Morrison also spoke out in defence of her this past week as well in relation to those comments. I think the line they've both used is that what she said in that audio was actually just her speaking on behalf of the community. So it wasn't necessarily liberal or her views. It was like she was just saying what the community feels in Chisholm.
Yeah. And she'd be happy to represent that view.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the first week of the campaign, I think, was interesting. We've seen both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader out and about, both going into what would previously be regarded as heartland seats for each party. You know, so Labor campaigning in Liberal seats and Liberals in Labor seats, but also sandbagging their own seats, the Liberals. The election will be very close. It's important to remember the government does not have a majority.
Mm-hmm.
Labor is only one seat behind. So Labor, I think, needs six seats to win and to form government and hold on to all they have. And the government, I think it's three.
So then how precarious is it at the moment? I guess the impression I got earlier on in the piece before the campaigning had started was that Labor was pretty likely to get in. But now is it shifted? Is it like slightly more even now?
Look, campaigns, you know, all politics is local. You know, think nationally but act locally.
Mm.
It, you know, there's still quite a way to go. And you know, depending on who you ask and what issues they're looking at, pretty much you'd say that the Liberals are probably a little bit ahead in the first week. Some of the narrative they're running, most of it's scare campaign, unfortunately. The most recent one is that Labor and the Greens have done a deal to reintroduce death taxes, which is nonsense, right? Now, but it gets out there. It gets out there on social media. You're talking, Bill Shorten did misstep and misspoke on superannuation taxes when he said there would be no new taxes. He then corrected the next day to say there'll be no new taxes announced other than what we've already announced.
Right.
Which was they're actually going to lower a couple of the thresholds and also the bring forward rule, which unless you know about super, it will mean nothing. So I'm not going to try and explain it. I know what it means. So I think Shorten definitely misstepped on that one. The argument about taxes and services, obviously it resonates more, I think it's fair to say, with families, you know, because politicians love to argue, oh, well, you know, it's about schools, it's about hospitals, it's about police. Of course, that's the only thing government ever spends any money on, apparently.
Hmm.
You know, health, I think, is a big plus for Labor. Education, it's very hard to actually get to the bottom of what the funding really is.
Well, in terms of, you mentioned this first kind of week, you feel that the Coalition or Liberals have won it so far. Is that because of Shorten's misstep, or is it because have Liberal made a few positive strides? Like what?
Look, I think it's a combination of both. You know, don't forget the Prime Minister has the ability, you know, as does Bill Shorten, to always get on the news.
Mm.
But often it's the candidates, you know, in those marginal seats, and I include in Victoria a marginal seat being the seat of Goldstein, Tim Wilson's seat,
yes,
or his current seat. Some of the polling that I've seen, if I was you, Tim, I'd be a bit worried. But, you know, Higgins is going to be an interesting seat. McNamara is going to be an interesting seat. Karangamo, look, there's a whole lot of seats that are sort of on the knife edge, and others that are possible, but it means that the opposition need to get traction, and they need to convert that traction into votes.
Mm.
To take, you know, to win a seat off another party other than in a by-election is actually quite difficult. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.